George Washington said one of the great things about America is that here people could rest under their own vine and fig tree. He was quoting from Micah 4:4 in the Bible, and there shall be none to make them afraid. He even wrote letters to synagogues along those lines. Of course, George Washington was a committed Christian, and he envisioned America as a land of peace for people of different beliefs. Now, let's go to today's context. Should Jews be grateful for the Christian community or scornful of it? Mike Essen has been a popular conservative talk show host for more than two decades in South Florida. He's interviewed such people as Alveda King. She's a regular guest, or somewhat regular guest on this program. Oliver North, Marco Rubio, and Ted Nugent. Mike was once described by Alex Newman from Lindell TV as one of the best talk show hosts in the country. As a Jew, Mike is very outspoken about how Jews should be grateful for the Christian community, not scorning it. Mike currently lives in South Florida. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we welcome back to the program Mike Essen. Mike, it's good to have you back on. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Jerry. Thank you for having me back on.
Sure. Okay, so first of all, you and I are, I'm going to timestamp this recording. We're having this discussion on, on October 9th. As we would say it, in the year of our Lord, 2023. And I bring this up because Israel is at war, and the barbarians on the other side are just absolutely merciless. And I know a lot of Christians, as well as Jews, are praying for the peace of Israel.
That's absolutely correct. Hamas struck Israel on the Sabbath. It's a horrifying event, Jerry. This could be Armageddon. And what people have to realize is two things. We have one of the world's greatest all-time leaders in Bibi Netanyahu, who was the George Washington of Israel's time. He is going to make sure his country is safe. And without the Christian and Jewish, mostly conservative-based leaders of this country, we are always backing him. And Israel also is the fourth largest army in the world, and they're the size of Rhode Island. And my prayers go out to my beloved homeland too.
Israel has the fourth largest army in the whole world, and yet land wise, it's about as big as Rhode Island. Did you say that, or do you mean New Jersey?
Yes, Rhode Island. Yes.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty small. Well, tell us about since there are people in America protesting in the streets of New York on behalf of Hamas, tell us, you know, what's really going on here. I mean, these are barbarians, the way they're treating the Israelis.
I really believe that the media has a lot to do with this, because the media, who was an arm of the left, And please remember, Bernie Sanders, even though he is a Jew, he and his whole party voted against the Iron Dome, which did not let Israel protect itself. And they always love to have this victim mentality, and they're portraying that to the Palestinians. So the BDS movement, boycott, divest, and sanctions, are going so far as saying Israel is like apartheid, which you know, the old South Africa, which was a segregation on steroids, which blacks were being suppressed. They right now believe Israel deserves this because of a vicious lie that they oppressed Hamas, when Hamas are terrorists who would blow up the world if they could. And Iran, by the way, who is funding Hamas, called U.S. the great Satan and hates us worse to hate Israel.
Yeah, in fact, I was going to ask you about Iran. How active are they involved in this? In fact, there have been different commentators who've noted, well, there's a link here between the United States government relinquishing $6 billion with a B, billion dollars to Iran just a week or two ago before the attacks. And they see the link between that because, you know, the funding is what was needed.
Very directly. To put it in an analogous term, It's like Bin Laden was to the Afghanistan in 9/11. They are directly related. Hamas and Iran are like Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble in a terrorist world.
What's happening to civilians? Is there any regard for civilians? And by the way, I'm assuming that what you're seeing with the Hamas, you know, treating the civilians, do the Israelites have a different, you know, worldview or perspective of the way they treat their enemies? Tell us about that.
Completely. I'm glad you mentioned that, Jerry, because you have to look at the code of conduct in their style in war. In terrorist terms, ends justify the means, and if they kill people, innocent people, they don't believe they'll be punished. They believe they'll be rewarded with seven virgins in their version of heaven. Israel, like America, has never targeted civilians. It's against their policy. Collateral damage gets in the way. But our beloved late great President Ronald Reagan and paid reparations for something very similar when the Japanese were interned. And every time there's been reparations, I can't think of a president, the Democrat or Republican, who has not said anything but sorry about it.
But okay, going back to Hamas, part of the deal is that there are rewards for the families of those who participate in the attacks against Israel, correct?
Yes.
Elaborate on that.
Sure. They have a policy that they want to kill the Jews. The Jew is the enemy. Like with Hitler, there's a lot of jealousy involved, and also it gets worse. Hitler was a megalomaniac who thought Mein Kampf, and he was God. In the Quran, Allah is God, and he says he talks about killing all the Jews. It says killing all infidels. And they've always had a history, Jerry, whether it's having puppets on TV, of vicious, virulent, anti-Semitic, violent material, but they will use kids as pawns because that's what evil people do in the course of history.
They use children as pawns, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, in the meantime, let's talk about the Christians in America and how Jews feel about Christians in America. I know that there's been animosity, and yet it seems like a lot of the Christians in America are among the best friends Israel has.
I'm going to take a step further than that. They're the best friends we as Jews have, period. And it's nothing really new. I'll get to Israel in 1 second. A lot of Jews that are secular hate when I say this, but truth is truth. I don't know why they hate it. The Christian faith of the Protestants and Catholics had a major part in hiding Jews during the Holocaust. We're going back 80 years. And they have fought against something called replacement theology, which means that God no longer is a place for Israel, the chosen people. And as for Israel, there's a line in you know your Bible in Genesis: bless those who bless Israel, curse those who curse Israel. And whether it's G.J. Kay Ministries, thank you for that. You know, John Hagee of Kufi, Mike Huckabee, Tony Perkins, I can go on and on. They have tours to Israel, and they have saved Israel from another Holocaust. And it's not because of end so-called – this is what secular left says. They do it because of the end times purposes. Nonsense. It's called Christian Zionism. 80% of the Jews in Israel and the Jews here and the Christians here who all – believe that is the Jewish homeland for the reasons I mentioned. And many have said, including the late great Jerry Falwell, not Jerry Falwell Jr., but his father, anti-Semitism is a sin. You can't be a Christian and be an anti-Semite, not be one.
Well, that's certainly true that anti-Semitism is totally wrong. Actually, you know, Jesus was Jewish. So, you know, as D. James, the late D. James Kennedy, you know, once said, he was asked about, you know, his opinions on that. And he said, well, I just want you to know I worship a Jew every day. Christians and Jews, especially those of the believing type that you've referenced, where do we stand on abortion? Let's talk about that for a few minutes, because abortion is one of the most divisive issues. And I know that there are professing Christians who are pro-abortion, and I know there are many Jews who are pro-abortion. But many of the Jews who are committed in their faith, and believe the Bible and so forth, they are pro-life, correct?
You're absolutely correct. Because let me just put it into two sects. The Jews like me, I'm a proud pro-life abolitionist, so let's take me and the people who are knowledgeable about my faith. Then there's people who make up their cafeteria Jews, just like this cafeteria Christians. I've heard that term from many Christian friends, who use it when it's only in their interest, otherwise the Bible does not seem to matter. In Judaism, if you have a miscarriage, you mourn. The only time that you could only choose abortion, which is really a non-issue today due to our medical technology, is that old issue, is it the mother or the baby? Otherwise, it is not permitted at all. You can ask any Orthodox rabbi, that'll be the case. Secular rabbis will point to some obscure passage, who, by the way, a lot of them, which makes no sense. And they will take this issue to court. The same left wing secular Jews who say our religion protects abortion never seem to care about religious freedom anywhere else where it is applicable. And I find that very sad.
And just going a little bit further here, in Psalm 139, which is, of course, in the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, David writes about how God has made him in the womb. And one friend of mine who's actually, a leader in our particular church, he said, oh, that's God's ultrasound. That's the first ultrasound in the whole world is Psalm 139, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You knit me together while I was yet in my mother's womb.
That person should be made with a quote of the year up there with Yogi Berra's great lines. But I want to say something about the Christian community too. I don't speak for them, but I will say this. You have professing Christians like Raphael Warnock and Catholics like Nancy Pelosi, or Cuomo's, Bill Clinton called himself a lay minister, but he was the first president who signed abortion to the ninth month. And when they ask about their faith about it, they never have a theological response. It's, I want it to be that way, so it is that way. So they're also breaking the second commandment, which thou shalt not worship false idols. They're making a god to suit themselves as well, while children in the womb have been slaughtered because of this. It's a great tragedy.
We have only about a minute left. Any comments about Christians and Jews together on the issue of religious liberty?
Unfortunately, yes, I do. There are many. I think the church-state movement, which is a total misnomer, where this was all not in the Constitution anywhere, but it's a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote to the Danbury Church saying he does not want a universal church. A lot of Jews and some secular Christians have used that to divide these two religions. I wish people would just learn to read the Constitution, read the Bible, and also read the history we've talked about and know that Jews and Christians today are our best friends. You are the best friends of my people. We have a common enemy in Islam, and we can see that right now in Israel.
Hmm. Okay, Mike Essen, we'll put a link to your website. Thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
My pleasure, Jerry. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.